Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The Texas Supreme Court recently ruled that the state could investigate parents for child abuse for facilitating gender transition of their minor child. Transgender advocates call it gender-affirming care. But is it really? National Public Radio carried a story of a parent who feared being investigated by the state. Much sympathy was played up for the parent, but there was little concern for the child who is truly incapable of understanding the gravity of an irreversible decision that leads to sterility. It's bad medicine when healthcare professionals mutilate healthy body parts of gender dysphoric children, and it's bad parenting to allow children to transition to the opposite gender. Even the Texas Supreme Court agreed.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.